Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Kamusta ka naman, Bes? Shit, ilang years na since we last talked, Chip?
Ang OA nung ilang, actually oo nga, no?
Diba? Parang ilang puro ano lang eh, puro tawag dito, puro tag lang sa memes, gano'n.
Yes,
tapos like lang ng photos of each other, gano'n.
Yeah, of course. Well, how are you?
Okay lang. Parang feeling ko nung nagka-pandemic, parang reborn ako. Parang ano, parang ang dami nangyari kahit wala namang nangyari. Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time we talked.
Me too. I think nung andito ka pa sa Manila, sa Philippines. Before you live.
Like we just have small talks, not like full on.
Ayun, yes.
Full on.
Yeah. Hindi all in.
So how are you, sis?
Wait lang, ako muna. How are you?
I'm good. Honestly, I'm stressed right now.
Kasi, dahil ba doon sa sinabi mo?
Like, I have to renew my residency. Pero I wanna study. So, para ka lang ng Philippines. Para lang mag-apply ng bagong visa. I got a lawyer and like, I'm trying to parang just renew it from here. So, I don't know.
Maybe
I'm still gonna be a teacher after this year. Char!
But
I really wanna study. So, ayun. Yun yung happenings ko recently. And you, sobrang full on army ka na.
Grabe naman si Mel. Hindi ko alam ba't ako natawa.
Guys, char.
Guys.
Like, I mean, guys, imagine. I can't believe Mela would be a K-pop fan, honestly. Like,
ako din. Actually, hindi ko rin in-expect.
Didn't expect yun at all. Kasi, I remember when we were Frosh. Tama ba? Frosh ba?
Shit, parang antagal na, Mabs.
I know. 2015 pa yun. 2020.
Grabe. Magsa-7 na next year. Ayoko na.
Dude, we've been friends for so long. I mean,
true.
I love it. Kasi even if we don't talk, we're like, parang wala nagbag, you know?
Yeah, parang we pick up where we left off lagi.
Yeah, always. Even if we see each other, school before when we shifted.
True. Beso-beso lagi.
Yeah. But going back, what are you talking about?
K-pop.
When we were Frosh, Mela was telling me that her sister was a K-pop fan, right?
Mm-mm.
But you weren't interested.
Ah, cousin ata. Kasi yung sister ko 2017 pa siya naging fan. Oo, basta marami akong cousins.
You said like your sister likes K-pop and then, but you weren't interested. And then suddenly, she became an ARMY.
2018. Medyo matagal.
You don't tell me how.
Actually, ano lang, ang weird nga kasi 'di ba yung iba nagiging fan when they listen to the music. Pero ako, I became a fan nung may pinanood akong interview nila.
Yeah.
Na they were playing with puppies. Tapos sobrang nakyutan ako dun sa kanila. Tapos ayun, tuloy-tuloy na. Ayan, I'm still here.
Nakakaloka. So,
Best, wait, kwentuhan mo nga ako. Wait, tawag dito.
Ask me questions. Char.
Naalala ko, parang we were talking about nung college pa lang. Parang kaka-graduate mo pa lang ata nito na you were like preparing na to go to Spain. Tapos, medyo foggy lang yung memory ko. Paano ulit, how did you come across the opportunity? Parang paano mo nalaman na may ganon?
Okay, ganito kasi. So, sila, well, some of the students, like in my course, sa international studies, they were doing the program called Auxiliares de Conversación, which is like, parang, you're gonna be an English language assistant in Spain. And I was like, I wanna try that because I wanna go to Europe and travel, you know? And I don't wanna spend naman na one whole, like, Euro trip. Tapos, like, I won't earn anything. Or parang, super gasto. Super gastos. So I was like, maybe I should try it, you know? And then, so I remember I had a job. Parang it was a one-day job sa UKS. I don't know if you know that. But basically, they're like,
Parang inano mo siya sa akin na parang sign up ka dito, blah, blah, blah. Yun ba yun?
Yeah. Yun. Tapos, parang you can, like that, parang they had a study fair. And then, like, different European universities parang went there para they can get some students from the Philippines to study for their university. So when I was doing that job, I talked to some of my friends and yung mga ka-course ko. And they said they were also parang gonna try to do it. So I was like, oh, so a lot of people will go pala during that year. So that's why. So I applied nung, kasi that was like January, I think. The study fair was January. And then the next application was the next year. So the next January. So I applied nung January. And then I had an interview and then I got accepted. So,
yes.
And ayun. Pero I applied during my last term na. So I think I told you nung last term ko. And then I saw you sa...
parang may plans ka.
Mm-hmm. So I told you about that. I wasn't sure pa kasi shit. I just got accepted sa interview nung time na yun. And wala pa talagang solid plan. You know, parang I just tried to apply it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got accepted but I had to parang process a lot of things pa after that. Like, I did a lot of things pa after that in order to go to Spain. So, ayun.
So, ayun.
Tatao.
When you got into the thing, mm-hmm. nung na-accept ka,
yeah.
Parang nakita mo ba na parang gagawin mo siya for a long time? Or like, may timeline ka na, oh, hanggang this time lang ako sa Spain.
Yeah, actually, yung plano ko talaga was 1 or 2 years lang. So, I planned na sana, the first year, I'm gonna go to as much countries that I can. And then, for the second year, I'm gonna go to the remaining countries na hindi ko napuntahan. So, that was my plan. Kasi, like, the program, parang they give you an allowance every month, which is like, kind of like a salary na din for me kasi mataas siya. And, mataas yung sweldo. I mean, yung allowance, but it's like salary na. We call it sweldo instead kasi parang it's really high. So, yun. So, yun yung plano ko. Parang 2 years lang sana. But, COVID. Hello,
abuda
COVID.
Abuda na. Oo. Tsaka, if I were you, Diyos ko, hindi na talaga ako uuwi. Just, huwag ka na dito, bes.
Actually, as much as possible, didelay ko yung uwi ko because of what's happening there in the Philippines. You know?
Grabe.
So, here in Spain, parang I can save up and I barely do anything. Yun. Parang kasi my life here, kasi syempre I teach in a primary school, so yung schedule is syempre same as the kids, like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. na.
Uh-oh.
Tapos Monday to Thursday lang work ko. So I have Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays as my day off.
Free ka.
Yeah, so since 9 to 2 p.m. lang yung schedule ko, what I do is I do private classes after. So parang I tutor kids.
So malaki talaga yun na save up mo.
Yeah, dude. Kaya nga parang as much as I can, I'm gonna save up na here. And then, ayun, uwi na lang ng Pinas kung okay na.
Mm. Kung okay na. Emphasis on kung, char.
And also because like, parang hindi ko pala pupuntaan lahat ng countries na gusto pupuntaan. Sayang naman, I'm here na.
Oo, nandun ka na. Sulitin na.
Oo. Mas mura mag-travel dito, to be honest, kaysa sa Asia. Kasi parang you can get tickets here for 250 pesos and you can fly na to another country. Yeah, sis. As in,
ang saya.
That's why I went to Italy kasi parang there was a promotion. There's this airline called Ryanair. Tapos parang siyang Cebu Pacific. So, ano yung parang cheap okay. talaga yung flight.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, in fairness, never ako na-delay. Never na-delay flight currently. But, yeah, so I went to Italy because I only paid like parang 500 pesos for that.
Sobrang sulit.
Yeah, so parang it's really...
Super
mas mura mag-travel dito kasi magkakalapit lang naman yung countries. Or you can just fly, mas okay. So yun, kaya parang medyo ayoko pa umuwi ng Pinas. Kasi actually,
ang gulo pa dito.
Oh, magulo pa. So I really wanted to go home last year, di ba? But parang di ko siya
pinok. Oo, parang I remember parang nagpa-plano na tayo ng lakad pag uwi mo.
Yeah, yun nga.
Parang July ata, oo.
Oo, pero hindi kaya kasi, oh my God sis, they canceled all the flights. Parang to go home. Most of the flights. Like, I remember one auxiliary, like, she's Filipino. She booked a flight 9 times. 9 times.
Oh my God.
Imagine yung magkano lahat. 9 times siya na booked. So, parang, I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna waste my money.
Waste money,
I'm not even sure if I'm gonna go home. Same as what's happening now. Kasi I heard, like, I was trying to book a flight, honestly, parang a few days ago to go home. Pero wala na talaga. Kasi, nag-restrict daw yung Philippines ng number of people who can enter dyan sa Manila. So,
okay.
Wala na pag-asa, alam mo yun. Kasi parang I really wanted to go home this year. As in, gusto ko, parang pinush ko talaga siya na makauwi ako. Pero hindi talaga pwede. I mean, some people nakauwi sila, pero most of their flights were canceled and then they had to book so much more flights. Ayun. So, kaya hindi ako makauwi. Anyway, I'm like stuck here basically. Yeah.
How does it feel to like live away from your fam? Nakuhomesick ka ng malala? Or...
Dude, I was super homesick no first year ko. I think like parang there was this month, I think it was December. I was so homesick. I was crying to my mom every day. Na parang, like, are you gonna go home? I don't wanna do the program anymore. As in, parang, I really didn't wanna be here na. Tapos, parang, since I was so homesick, I had a Christmas trip. I planned with my two friends, like, a Christmas trip. Parang, we went to different countries. We went to four countries, like, Europe. Tapos, after that, wala yung homesickness ko. Parang, I was just, parang, I booked that trip, kind of to see countries, and also at the same time, parang, I would get distracted from my homesickness. So yun. So, it was really heartbreaking for me kasi my parents were supposed to come no February. No, that parang, diba, that was December 2019. And then, February 2020, they were supposed to come.
Dapat pupunta. Oo.
Yeah, kasi my dad had like a business conference in Barcelona. So, I was gonna fly to Barcelona and then they're gonna fly with me to Madrid. Tapos, what happened was a few days before nila lilipad, their flight got canceled. And the conference got canceled because parang malala na daw yung COVID sa Asia. So they were canceling flights already. So I was crying kasi I was in the station papuntang work nung nalaman ko. So mga 7 a.m. yun. Siyempre magkocommute ako. Ganun. Tapos I was really crying sobra sa station. Like yung whole train ride ko I was crying. Kasi parang I was really homesick and parang I was expecting that I will see them.
Oo. Parang na-program mo na sa mind mo. Oo. I'm gonna see my parents. Tapos biglang...
It was a few days lang. Tapos hindi pa natuloy. Eh, my parents bought a lot of things now for me. They bought maletas and all that. Mga Delimondo char. Kasi yung Delimondo. Favorite ko talaga. Sis, wala kang mahanap na ganun dito. Ang mahal ng corned beef dito. My God.
Ang inabes na nag-start ako mag-work. My God. Namamahalan na ako sa shampoo. I swear, mahal na ako sa 120. Ayoko na.
Alam mo kung ano yung mahal? Laundry products. Like,
ay,
swear,
totoo yan.
Yung na-realize ko when I started.
Ang mahal ng detergent.
Dude.
Diba?
Super mahal ng detergent. Kasi nakakapaniwala na ganun yung price ng detergent. Like, oh my God, sabang na-shock ako. Sabi ko, ang dami kong nalalaman sa Spain or ang dami kong natututunan. Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm.
But honestly, super dami ko talaga natutunan sa Spain. Like, that's why I really like it here. Kasi parang self-growth talaga.
Super. Mm-mm.
Super.
Are you living alone? Mm-mm.
No. I live with my friends. But, syempre, like, with the errands and everything, syempre, kung gagawa dito. Like, for example, you have to fix your, yeah, like, renewal, yung mga ganyan. Siyempre, ako na yun, diba?
Oo. Parang yun yung ano nakaka-feel ko if ever man na gawin ko yan. Like, yung mag-live in a different city or ano. Parang, kasi I'm used to my mom, parang inaasikaso niya lahat for me.
Yeah.
Yung pag-renew ng ganito, blah, blah, blah. As in, lahat talaga. Mm-hmm. As in, ang inisip ko lang ata growing up was getting good grades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yun lang. True. So, feeling ko mabibigla rin ako. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should try it at some point because it really changes you, like, as a person. Parang you will really grow as a person, honestly. Like, I mean, Mela, you know me a lot. Like,
yes.
I'm really spoiled. I don't commute. Yung mga ganyan. Pero, dude, lahat yan ginagawa ko na dito. And I like it more.
Yeah.
I like it more. Well, I think it's because yung transportation dito sa Madrid, super ganda. So,
super, maganda. Mm-mm. Dito kasi pag nag-commute ka, like pre-COVID, parang sardinas na kayo sa MRT.
Yeah, totoo. Totoo.
Minsan pag sa jeep, may mga sumasabit na lang, di ba? Parang grabe.
Mm-hmm, totoo.
Ang lala ng transportation.
Yeah, dude. I think they should put more metros there. Metro, like subways.
Mm-mm.
If they have more subway lines. Kasi dito, parang kahit rush, di naman super intense ng tao sa metro.
Imbis na i-improve nila yung transportation system, lalagyan pa nila ng sand yung Manila Bay.
Oo nga eh.
Ayoko na. Ayoko na dito.
Nung napanood ko yun, sabi ko, my God, hindi ko na alam.
Grabe, no?
Like, alam mo yun. Mm-hmm. Pero,
kaya hindi ko rin masisi yung mga gusto mag-migrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, hindi mo masisisi yung mga Pilipino na gusto na umalis. Kasi, iba yes. talaga. Iba. Iba. Parang kahit na iyaya ka dito or, I don't know, like, you work sa restaurant, they really earn a lot.
Yeah, and parang, correct me if I'm wrong, parang hindi nilo lockdown dyan. Yung mga janitor, yung mga
actually,
ano.
I mean,
hindi, diba? Pero dito, pag narinig na ganito ka, ay, ganyan ka lang.
Oo nga eh.
Grabe, no? The difference.
I swear, alam mo ba, like, yung mga yaya dito, mga waiters, waitresses, dude, like, they earn more than me. Like, as in, they earn mga 1,200 euros. And that's like, mga, siguro, 90 to 100k a month.
Grabe, no?
And it's really good kasi parang they send money at home pa. Very depends yun, ubus ng pera. Meron pa din. Parang andaling ibalik or mabawi yung pera na gagamitin mo dito. Gets
mo? Oo. Kahit parang ma-exhaust yung panggastos mo.
Yeah.
Parang ma-replenish.
Oo, ma-replenish. Mabilis ma-replenish talaga. So, I get now why a lot of Filipinos migrate kasi parang they earn more eh. Parang they can buy what they want. Like, for example, they buy the latest iPhone, they buy whatever, literally whatever. Alam mo yun? So, that's why I understand now why. Kasi, like, they're parang, you really have to work how many hours and then plus commute, imagine. And then you just get that. Gets mo?
Gets.
Like, iba talaga yung buhay. Pero madami namang flaws, alam mo yun? Pero it's better to be here than in the Philippines. Gets. Pero, pero syempre, I love the Philippines naman. But like, when it comes to sustaining or maintaining your life, it's gonna be like in another country talaga. It's gonna be better.
Same.
Yeah.
Parang hindi ko rin makita yung future ko dito.
Yeah. So, I honestly, you should try the program that I did. Because, parang kahit 1 year lang, ako bahala. Parang try mo lang. You can try it. Just to, I don't know, explore and try being independent.
Oh, explore. Parang,
in general, I know you're an independent girl. But, it's still different if you're away from your family and you're alone.
Oo. As in, wala ka dun sa city na you grew
yeah,
up in.
Iba siya.
Iba. For sure, iba.
Siya talaga. It's really fun. Mm. I mean, like, alam ko independent ka, but for sure, mas mag-enjoy ka if ikaw lang talaga, you know?
Oo. Actually, naiisip ko siya madalas before I sleep. Parang yung future ko if mag-move out ako, ganyan. Malagi ako nag-iisip na paano kaya ako in 5 to 10 years, ganyan. I don't wanna hurt naman my mom, so hindi ko ino-open masyado sa kanya.
Yeah.
Kasi parang iniisip niya pa lang na mag-move out ako. Naiiyak na siya.
Close kasi kasi talaga sa mom. So, I understand why. Super. I mean, I know that, of course. You're super close to your mom.
Mm-mm. So, hindi ko muna ino-open. Pero, minsan nagpaparinig ako, sabi ko, na parang, masan kaya city magandang, actually, ano muna, dito muna sa Philippines, yung parang ino-open ko, sabi ko. San ba magandang bumili ng condo dito, ma, pag nag-solo ako?
Yeah.
Gumaganon ako minsan. Tapos sabi niya, tsaka na pagkaya mo na. Diba, sobrang binabrush off niya agad.
Yeah.
So, parang, yun, sabi ko, sige, wag muna, hindi pa siya ready. Tapos, hindi pa siya panatag kasi may COVID.
Yeah, totoo. Actually, it's hard to move if it's in the middle of the pandemic. In the Philippines pa, no? Medyo hassle. Traffic. Totoo. Tapos, you have to move your things. Tapos, syempre, kailangan makailang balik ka.
Tapos, kailangan naka-face shield the whole time. What the fuck? Kayo, kamusta yung restrictions? Like, strict ba dyan? Kailangan, naka-mask pa rin. Diba? Nakikita ko yung photos mo, parang hindi masyado.
Hindi, I mean, kailangan naka-mask ka. Pero, pag syempre, pag picture kami, tinatanggal namin, tapos babalik din namin. Gets. Pero, as of now, sa Spain, we don't have to wear the mask outside. But I always wear it. I mean,
to be safe lang.
Even if yun yung rule, parang most of the Spanish people or the people who live here, they still wear it kahit na pwede nang wala. Kasi for other countries here sa EU, kahit, like for example, Paris, means sa France or sa Italy, they don't wear it. Like, as in...
Noo nga eh, nakita ko sa pictures.
Like, when I went to France, I mean, di ba, I went to France like 3 weeks ago and then mag-Italy ako the next week. Like, sobrang chill nila. As in, hindi sila naka-mask. As in, parang walang pandemic. Tapos parang kami, syempre, kami nung friends ko naka-mask. Parang, hindi namin kaya na wala. Parang sanay kami. Parang na-realize namin yung Spain super, super sumusunod talaga. When it comes to the mask.
Totoo. Ang responsible kasi ng citizens.
Responsible.
Talaga.
Gulat ako. Like, I mean, kasi parang, syempre, yung iba naka-mask, no? Pero kasi yung rules sa countries nila, na kailangan may mask pa din. Pero sila, hindi sila nakamask. Gets ba?
Uh-oh.
I mean, nung Paris, nung pagdating ko, the next day nun, parang nilift na nila yung mask. You don't have to wear the mask na. Gets? So everyone wasn't wearing it. Most of them, they weren't wearing it na. Pero sa Spain, kahit na na-news na pwede kami hindi mag-mask, nakamask pa na. Yeah.
Nagmamask pa rin. Oo. Kasi parang, are you vaxxed na?
Yeah, nung May.
Anong vaccine mo?
Moderna.
Ah, Moderna. May side effects sa'yo? Malala.
Ang sakit lang nung arm ko. Tapos medyo nagka-body pain ako. Pero hindi naman ako nagka-fever or parang okay lang ako.
Yung mga usual ano lang.
Like body pain. Nagka-body pain ako. Pero hindi naman the whole day.
Ako sumakit yung arm ko. Tapos parang may maliit siyang bruise. Pero super late lang naman.
Yeah.
Pwede naman lagyan ng cold compress. Tsaka medyo I felt nauseous. Saglit lang daw. Okay na. First day lang naman siya. Thank God.
What's your vaccine?
Eh, Sinovac. Yun kasi yung in-offer ng company.
Ah, so the company did it for you. I mean, they have the vaccines.
Mm-mm. Yung vaccination program ng employer. Oo.
Ah, wow, that's cool. Kasi, I mean, here sa Spain, it's the country itself. Parang sila yung nag-aayos nun. Parang they're just gonna text you and then call you.
Ah,
or, no, text you and then you have to confirm the appointment. And that's it. So, and then you go to one of the hospitals lang. And that's it.
Galing. Dito kailangan parang palakasan pa eh.
Oo nga, I heard them. May yung iba nga dyan pinapabayad daw yung vaccine. My God.
Totoo, Diyos ko, annoying.
My God, that should be free, diba?
Exacto.
Eh, yun, as in, they messaged me since, ano, sa education industry ako. Siyempre, inuna nila kami kasi medyo frontliner vibe.
Ah, get. Frontliner vibe.
Inuna nila yung mga medical workers, medical staff, and then after nun, the teachers. Then after that, yung kami, like mga language assistants and stuff. Kasi basically, mas kailangan namin siya kasi kami yung nag-move around to different classrooms, different grades. Eh yung mga teachers, they have their own, ano lang, parang they have their own class. Alam mo yun. They move also, pero just literally one grade lang. Ako, I had to move from first, second, third, tapos sixth grade. So, kailangan namin yung vaccine, diba? Pero ayun, okay naman. Gusto mo super fast.
Doon mo makikita, doon mo mako-compare yung system dyan and dito sa Philippines.
Yeah, doon tsaka yung healthcare system dito sa Banganda.
Healthcare, oo.
Ibang level yung healthcare dito. I mean, di ko naman sabi it's the best, no? But what I'm saying is, like, anything I do, it's free. Like, I just have my insurance card and that's it. I don't pay for anything.
Grabe.
I don't pay for anything. Talaga.
The Philippines can't relate. Wow.
Yeah, like, for example, yung friend ko, nagka-UTI siya. Tapos, less than 30 minutes, may results na. Okay, may UTI talaga siya. Tapos binigyan na siya ng gamot. That's all. So, umalis na kami, you know? They just have to, like, swipe your card and that's it. You don't have to pay for anything.
Literal, sana all.
Tapos yun, yun nga, sabi ko sa'yo, may PCOS ako, di ba? So, nagpa-OB ako. Siyempre, chinek niya lahat. Pap smear, kung may cervical cancer ako, ultrasound, everything. Wala akong binayad. Sinipe lang yung card ko. Binigyan niya ako ng prescription. Parang, ito yung birth control pills mo. Tapos, kasi dito, pag nagpa-check up ka, kasi mga tao dito, kahit sipon or konting ubo lang, pinapa-check na nila. Alam mo yun, kahit nung pre-COVID, which is kind of like a culture shock to me too. Because like, there naman, parang, di ba, we just rest, stay in bed.
Oo.
No, eat some lugaw. Char. Biogesic.
Oo, paracetamol lang okay.
Pero dito, konting sipon lang or ubo. Nagpapacheck sila. Tapos, if nagpacheck ka, syempre they're gonna prescribe you, let's say, paracetamol. And it's gonna be way cheaper if meron ka ng doctor's note. Like, yung price nung gamot, mas mura siya nung box.
Ah, bababa pa.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
So maganda siya. Super mabilis dito, talaga.
Hindi mo talaga masisisi yung mga gusto na umalis.
Yeah. Kasi dito. Power talaga. Power yung healthcare nila. Alagaan ka.
Dito, for example, like, hindi ko sure if tama yung company sasabihin ko. Kakat ko na lang if ever.
Hindi
ko sure... ata, hindi sila nang re-regularize. So, walang HMO, yung mga grabe.
Yeah.
Grabe.
Yeah, dude. I don't have to pay for anything. I mean, not anything, but like, not as much.
Mm-mm.
Ayun.
So, Beth, how was the first year mo dyan? How was your first year dyan? Paano ka nag-adjust?
Well, at first it was hard kasi I didn't know how to cook, syempre, diba? Alam mo naman.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to cook, so syempre, sometimes I eat cereals for dinner nga eh, that time ah. Tapos, mm-hmm. hindi ako masyadong grocery. Parang, here kasi parang mas ma-bread sila kaysa rice. So,
oo. Parang dito lang talaga sa Asia, no?
Mm-hmm. I make toasts out of, I don't know, random stuff like chorizo or ham and cheese, ganun. Mga ganun lang. So, it was really hard for me at first. And also the commute, you know naman, I don't know how to commute, sis. Medyo,
nakwento mo nga.
Nalito ko ng slide. Eh, yung school ko, sa probinsya siya ng Madrid. Hindi siya sa center. Like, as in, kailangan mo mag...
Ah, get.
Yes. So, my route every day was, I wake up really early, and then I go to the metro, so subway, and then I take, like, a few stops, and then after that, I have to take the suburban train. So, parang,
it's a... Mag-transfer pa.
Yeah, mag-transfer ako. It's ibang klase siyang train. Pang-probinsya siya ng Madrid. So, I have to take that train every day. And it's 45 minutes lang naman. Parang yung layo niya from Manila to Laguna. Pero mabilis lang since maganda yung transpo.
Ah, ganun kalayo, OMG.
Manila to Laguna, sis. Imagine mo. Diba, by car, 2 hours yun.
2 hours.
Pero dito, mga 45 minutes lang yun. So, yun. That was my route every day. It was really hard for me kasi, like, alam mo yun, I had to wake up early kasi I live sa center. As in, sa center. Like, sa center talaga. And, parang, I had to walk parang 10 minutes to that metro. And then, I had to transfer and take the train. And then, I had to walk mga 10 minutes ulit ng school. Which is, kasi diba, we don't really walk sa Manila.
Oo, kasi yeah. Delikado. Lalo pag madaling araw.
Totoo. Pero dito kasi it's a thing. Parang they walk talaga. They walk. And I'm used to it na, no? I like it kasi I can see places. And maganda naman kasi dito sa Madrid. Parang you don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay anything. You just have to walk and enjoy the view. Alam mo yun? Enjoy the scenery. Sightseeing ka lang konti.
Oo, enjoy the scenery. Dito kasi, pag tinry mo i-enjoy yung scenery, mananakawan ka pa.
Totoo, friend.
Masasnatchan ka pa.
Oh, ayan, totoo yan. Ayun, so, it was really hard for me nung una. Siguro first month, no, mahirap. But, parang I got used to it. Parang dati pa, I can't go to the grocery. Alam, kailangan kasama ko yung roommate ko. Kasi I'm shy, syempre, mm-hmm. we don't know how to speak Spanish pa nung time na yun. So, syempre, mm-hmm. naiyak kami, what if may tanongin in Spanish yung cashier person, di ba? Parang, nasasagot natin. Ganon. But, I got used to it. Parang, I forced myself to like, commute alone. Kasi, yung isang kong roommate before, parehas kami ng destination. Like, parehas kami, yung school namin, same area, same neighborhood. Pero yung sa kanya, mas malayo ng onte. Parang ako, I just have to walk siya. She has to take the bus pa in that area para makapunta mm-hmm. to school. So, at first, sabay kami, ganyan. Pero, eventually, I forced myself to like, just go alone. I mean, para masanay ako na I just commute alone, ganyan. And yun, nung second month, okay na. Naka-adjust na ako. Pero I wasn't really cooking talaga. Parang I didn't have time kasi I had private class na nung time na yun. So, parang wala akong time magluto. Late na ako nakawin. Well, syempre pagod ako sa commute.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. So, hindi ako natutunan. Wala akong natutunan iluto. So, by December, by December, I started traveling na kasi we had a lot of vacations. Parang first week ng December, parang merong weekend na 4 days. So, we went to Portugal. Tapos, starting nung time, parang ako, shit, I love this life. Parang, this is what I dreamed of. Alam mo yun. So, I started to feel kind of more home na sa Madrid. Alam mo yun. And like, when I'm bored, I just walk around. I go outside, I walk around. Since I live in the center. So, syempre, lahat ng tourist destinations, malapit lang sa bahay ko. So, yun. Parang, ayun, like, I started to love Madrid. Kasi, I can travel. And it's a pretty city. And everyone's nice. They're really like, hola. Ganun. Like, they say hi to you. Ganun. Kahit na di mo wala.
Ang cool naman. Dito especially, kasi pag ginawa mo yun, lo, sino ba yan?
Oo. Or like, parang, mas warm lang dito. Especially, like, kunwari sa school where I work in. Wala. When you enter sa school, everyone's like, hola, buenos dias. Like, good morning. How are you? They're very chatty, you know. Which is kind of culture shock thing for me.
Mahilig mag-small talk.
Yeah, small talk.
Yes, we don't.
We don't, man. Like, as in, you say hi or you say good morning or something sa teacher mo, di ba? When you see them or something.
Totoo. Sa hallway. No. We don't do that here.
Yun nga, but here talaga parang, hi, how are you? How are you today? How's your day? Ganun. Super magika. Mabait sila dito. Ayun, what else? Parang here, you can drink beer anytime. Parang, which is also culture shock for me, no? Tangina, like, sa Pinas, di naman tayo nagbibeer ng 10 a.m. Pero dito, it's normal to drink beer.
Dito, pag uminom ka ng 10 a.m., sasabihin, ang aga-aga, ba't ka umiinom?
Yeah, or like,
oo, diba?
Medyo weird, diba? Pero I got used to it na. I think when I go home, parang ganun na ako. Random times, I just wanna drink beer. Ayun. Do you have more questions?
Yun nga, na-curious lang ako actually kasi medyo foggy sa memory ko yung kung paano ka napunta dyan. Pero nakwento mo na nga kanina na parang may program kang sinalihan. Oo.
Ayun.
Yun din ba yung sinalihan nila Bea tsaka nila Jan?
Oo, same kami.
Yun din.
We were same batch. Like, they went the same time as me, 2019. Tapos, but they were in Valencia. They were assigned in Valencia. Ako,
ibang
region sila. Basically, parang ako nasa Manila. Kaya sila nasa Cebu, ganon.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, nasa ibang region sila. Malapit sila sa sea. Malapit sila sa beach. Ako, like...
Ah, kaya pala laging nasa beach si Jan.
Oo, kasi malapit sila sa beach. By the beach, yung region nila. Eh ako, I live sa, like, capital and center of Spain. So...
City, oo.
City girl. She's a city girl. So, ayun. That's why.
She a city girl.
Yes. Kaya hindi ako masyad naka-beach. Kasi, yun nga, malayo siya sis. Mga 3 hours by... 3 or 4 hours by bus. So, ayun.
Ah, layo.
Malayo siya. Boring pa. Ang boring ng bus. Hindi ko kaya ang bus. So, ayun. Kaya nung May, pumunta ko ng Valencia kasi makapag-beach akong konti. Ayun. Kailangan ko doon ng vitamin D. Char.
Char.
Ayun. Kasi, sis, like yung sa blood test ko nung nagpa-OB ako. I lack vitamin D daw. Kasi, like, hindi, ayun. Sumasakit ulo ko kasi pag natatapatan ng araw. Kaya...
Ayun, nabanggit mo, you have PCOS, di ba? Oo nga pala.
Ayun. That's why. Ikaw naman, sis, kamusta ka?
Sige, ako naman. Yun lang, nag-work ako. Ang laki kasi yung time nung, ang daming time na nakakain nung work. Tapos after work naman, gusto ko na lang humiga, matulog.
Totoo, so, kasi pagod ka na eh.
Right? Oo. To think 9 to 5 job pa ako, tapos may OT pa minsan na hindi maiwasan.
5? So, mamatay na ako sa 9 to 5, hindi ko na kaya yung ganong schedule. Na.
Grabe. Anong working hours mo?
9 to 2.
9 to 2.
Pero minsan 10 to 2.
Mm-mm. Tapos diba sabi mo parang 3-day weekend kayo lang. Hanggang Thursday ka lang nag-work. Ah, 4-day work week lang. Ay, Diyos ko, I can only dream of that.
Actually, nabuborda ako. So, kaya ako nagpa-private class after ng school. Kasi parang extra income na din yun at the same time para mabilis lang yung araw. Kasi sobrang boring dati nung wala akong private class. 2 p.m. nasa bahay na ako, wala akong magawa. So, ayun.
Mm-mm. Gets. Grabe, ang bilis ng panahon. Parang nag-start ako mag-work January 2020. Tapos,
2020.
My God, in a few months, January na ulit.
Totoo.
2 years. Grabe. Ayoko. Parang, grabe. Parang, narinig ko nga somewhere, parang 2020 is like 5 to 7 years on its own.
Yeah, dude.
Parang ang tagal niya. Parang ang tagal niya.
Oh. Gets. Ay, but super gusto ko nung trabaho mo. I mean, to visit, syempre. Iba pa din if dyan ka lumaki, gets ba? Or any country that you grew up in, syempre you're still gonna want to at least go home or visit.
Oo, to visit. Oo. Eto, when you go home, parang to visit na lang ba talaga? Or naisip mo, nakikita mo pa ba yung sarili mo, like living here?
Parang hindi ko kaya, dude. Parang yung vibes ko talaga and my personality, sobrang Europe. Ano mo yun? Parang tinag mo sa akin yung nag-i-inerte lang.
Sa
weekend, nagpa-park kong kain na tinay. Kasi sis,
ikaw talaga naalala ko doon.
Pag weekend, nag-i-inerte lang ako. Naghahanap ng cafe, basta ng libro.
Goals.
May view, ganun. Or park with kumakain kami ng tinapay. Totoo yun. Sobrang accurate nun kasi kumakain talaga kami tinapay. Tapos may mga cheese. May mga wine, ganun.
Wine, yes.
Kasi mura lang yung wine dito. Mura lang yung wine dito. Makabili ka dito ng wine ng 60 pesos.
Ang mura naman, OMG. Dito ang wine ata mga... Hindi ata bababa ng 500 ba?
Yeah. Totoo. Parang yung alam, pinakalang pumurang wine yung 300 pesos. Ayun. So, ewan ko, ganun. Masaya yung buhay dito, sis. Promise. As in, walang stress, chill ka lang, have fun lang.
Oo, parang ang pinakakalaban mo lang is homesickness.
Mm-hmm. Yun lang yun.
Yun lang talaga. Oo. Pero actually, ang ganda nga ng parang ano mo eh, kasi you live with your friends. So parang hindi ka alone.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So parang pag na-homesick ka, at least may kasama ka na Pinoy din. Tama
oo,
di ba?
Pinoy din. Like mga Tagalasal. So, it's really fun. It's really fun. Kasi, what do you call this? Siyempre pag na-homesick ka, pag uwi mo, siyempre pwede kayo chika-chika. So, madidistract ka. Diba? Parang chichikahin niyo yung mga bata na nag-visit kayo.
Oo.
Kasi napaka-spoiled brat ng mga bata dito. Grabe. Nakakalala.
Anong pinakamalala mong experience sa estudyante dyan na bata?
Oh my God. May kwento ako about dyan. So, alam mo sis, alam mo naman diba medyo wala akong masyadong patience. Pero,
oo, totoo.
So, sobrang nagbago yun. Sobrang dami kong patience.
Okay.
Pero itong isang batang to talaga. Oh my God. Nagdi-discuss ako ng comparative. So, kunwari, this banana is bigger than this fruit. Keme, ganun. So, yun. I was discussing comparatives to the class. And then, they have to give sentences to me para they can practice.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, parang they were describing each other, parang isa niya pang classmate. Tapos pinagtatawa na niya yung name ng classmate niya. Hindi ko alam ba't siya tumatawa. Pero in a rude way, parang nagsasalita ako tapos tawa siya ng tawa. Nang malakas. Tapos syempre yung friends, yung mga classmates niya din. Okay, tawa din. So nabwisit ako. Sabi ko, what's so funny? Ganun. Tapos sabi niya, ¿qué? Like, ¿qué is what in Spanish? Parang, No entiendo. Like, I don't understand what you're saying. Ganyan, ginaganyan niya ako in Spanish. So, Spanish ko din siya. Sabi ko, in Spanish ha, in Spanish. Parang, ¿por qué te ríes? Like, why are you laughing? Ganon. Tapos, yung classes niya, narealize na nag-visit ako. So, tumahimik na silang lahat. Siya, tawa pa din siya ng tawa sis. Alam mo yun, sobrang...
Nakakainis.
Sobrang tahimik na ng buong class. Pinagtatawa niya pa din yung pangalan ng classmate niya. So, pinahiya ako talaga siya. Sabi ko sa kanya, I don't know why you're laughing. I don't know what's so funny. Do you want to go to the principal? Ginanong ko. Do you want to go to the principal? Kasi yung inamataray, ano. Tapos yung teacher, kasi nandun siya sa labas. Kasi bawal ka iwan yung teacher. Kailangan nandun lang yung teacher. Pero yung teacher lang ba siya saglit nun kasi may kinausap din siyang bata. Tapos narinig niya na binabastos ako nung bata. So, pinahiya niya yung buong bata din sa harapan ng lahat. Tapos, kinuha yung...
Buong school.
Oo, kinuha yung diary, school diary. So, sinulatan dun ng teacher na sinabi... Kasi, binabasa yung mga nanay. If may ginawa sila masama, susulat dun. Tapos, babasa. Siyempre, walang...
Ah, gets. Oh my God, may ganyan ako ng grade 4.
Oo. Ayun. Tapos, so sabi nung teacher, say sorry to Mabi, ganyan in Spanish. Say sorry to Mabi. How dare you guys disrespect Mabi? She's a teacher also in this class like me. You don't have the right to disrespect her, ganyan yung teacher in Spanish. So, nagagalit na siya. Nagulat ako kasi mabait yung teacher na hindi siya nagagalit talaga. Tapos, paiyak na yung bata. Paiyak na siya.
Ilang taon yun, bes?
Grade 3, bes. Mga 9 or 10. 9? Okay. Hindi, mga 7, ganun. 7 or 8.
My God, ang bata. Mm-mm.
Oo, alam mo yung mga bata talagang kulang sa pansin. Hindi na-aruga ng mga.
KSP, my God, annoying.
So, sinasabi ng teacher, say sorry to Mabi in Spanish. So, magsusorry na siya. Parang sabi naman sila, gusto niyo ba magsorry kay Mabi o hindi? Parang ganun in Spanish. Tapos, sinasabi nila, yeah, we want to. Kasi magkasundo sila nung. Pareha sila, dalawa silang pinatatawanan yung pangalan. Tapos, sabi ko sa kanya, don't say sorry to me. I don't need your sorry. Ginanong ko siya. So, nag-walk out ako. Nag-walk out ako. Tapos na yung lesson.
That's my best.
So, nabwisit ako. Yun yung nangyari. Ayun. Yun talaga. Bwisit yung batang yun. Nakakalimut ko ng bata.
Doon ka pa rin nagtuturo ngayon? Or
no. Tapos na ako sa school na yun. And ngayon, wala. Syempre, summer vacation. Walang pasok mga bata. So, wala akong work ngayon. Kasi wala pasok ng mga bata.
Pag ganun, wala ring income. Tama ba?
Oo, wala din. So, syempre, yung savings mo lang yung gagamitin. For a few months lang naman, mga 2 or 3. Tapos, babalik ka na ulit ng school. So, it's fine. Kaya nga, people, go home during this time dapat. Kaso, nagka-COVID. Eh, ganun naman talaga yung plano. Uuwi every time. Tapos na yung school year.
Para, pag summer break.
Oo, pag summer break. Tapos, babalik ka na lang ulit. Like, babalik ka na lang ulit pag malapit na yung school year.
Pag may pasok na.
Oo, pag may pasok na. Kaya, ayun. Eh, since may COVID, hindi naman makauwi-uwi yung mga tao. So, yun. Pero mamimiss ko din naman yung mga kids na yun kasi they've been my students since my first year, you know. So, even before COVID, they were my students na. So, mamimiss ko naman sila kahit pa pa. And they're very sweet. Actually, super sweet nila. Like, they hug you, ganun. Before, syempre, before COVID, no? Hug you.
Grabe, parang it feels like, ano na, parang sobrang tagal na since we last hug people, ganun.
Yeah.
Parang ang sad. Grabe.
Oo, and parang kasi dito yung culture talaga mabeso sila. Like, parang... Yun na yun. Tapos dalawa pa. So,
sa Lasal, culture din siya. Parang oh, culture din siya. Someone you know. Beso. No, sa DL, no? Oo. Kaya yun yung super mabeso talaga.
Yeah, mabeso din.
Oo, like kahit isang class lang kita nakilala. Basta naging close tayo that time. Pag nagkita tayo ulit, ibebeso kita. Ibebeso kita.
Yung hug ko nga minsan.
Oo.
Yeah, culture siya sa Lasal. No, beso. Beso culture. Dito ganun, pero dalawang beses.
Ah, dalawa. Mm, okay.
Anyways, let's talk about college.
Yes. Anong pinaka nami-miss mo sa college? Lahat na lang nang nakakausap ko, tinatanong ko niyan. Kasi adult na tayo lahat.
I think it's our tambayan moments in Starbucks and 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven! My God, oh every my morning. God,
every morning, andun tayo. Naghihintay ng class. Or Green Court. Or Castro.
Green
Court. Breaks, of course.
Castro! Pero, my God, tambayan.
Or whenever we have lunch together. Wala lang, kakamiss.
Nakakamiss din yung ano, like, tawag dito, yung magkakat tayo ng statlit.
Oh my God!
I-super hate natin yun na subject.
Sis, hindi ko kaya. Ano, best cut?
Ano, best cut na? Oo, cut na.
Oh my God, sis.
Tawag dito, ang maximum na allowed is 5. Tapos naka-8 na ata tayo.
Oo.
Buti pumasa tayo, best.
Totoo. Pero all the way, through my ups and downs, best, ikaw talaga. You were there.
True, my God. As in, tag dito, when we were in the process nung shifting.
Yeah.
As in, tulungan talaga lahat, di ba?
Yeah, I was just about
to say. As in, parang, kasi parang hindi pa natin alam nun parang paano yung process, ganyan. So parang, lahat talaga tayo, we helped each other para...
That's true. Yun,
para makashift, ganyan. And we helped each other na parang to decide kung ano ba talagang bagay na course, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Ganun.
Yeah, that's true.
Lalang, that was so solid.
Yeah, oh my God.
Ang solid lang ng friendship ng block natin, no? Grabe.
Oh, parang barkada talaga eh, no?
Totoo, family talaga.
Yeah, family talaga. Parang hindi naman close like what I heard from my other friends, yung ibang blocks. Like us, you know, parang parang our block was like really barkada. You know? I remember pa nung sinurprise niyo ako nung birthday ko.
Ah, oo, grabe. To think, super ano pa nun. Parang wala pa ata tayong 1 month magkakakilala.
Oo, pero sinurprise ng cake. I remember that. Tapos, tapos tatamboy tayo sa house ni Mikkel, our whole block.
Ah, yes! O yung block party natin. My God.
Or like si Cam, randomly gagawa na. Out of town na never natuloy.
Ang pinaka natuloy lang ata is natuloy pa sila magtagaytay. Ay, hindi ako sure. Yung kay Nickel lang, di ba?
Kay Nickel lang. Kay Nickel. Yeah.
Oh my God. Shucks, miss ko na yun. Si Ina, si Bea, tsaka si Jan. Shucks.
Totoo. Hindi ko nga nakita sila Bea Lim. Pumunta sila dito last week. Last week nandito sila sa Madrid. Pero hindi ko sila nakita kasi parang ang dami nila. And nasa Paris. Nasa Paris ba ako nun? I think nasa...
So, hindi talaga kayo masyado nagkikita?
Hindi, kasi mahirap. Parang dito sa Spain, like parang kaka-lift lang nila na pwede na kami punta ng iba regions. Nung May lang. So, bal kami, pandemic, bal kami punta sa iba't ibang regions. Parang super strict nila about kailangan may reason ka ba't ka pupunta. So, ayun. Isang beses ko lang nakita sila dyan. Nung before COVID. Parang last year, January. Last year. Kasi, pumunta sila sa flat namin, sa condo, which is basically condo. Flat kasi tawag dito. Tapos, iiwan nila yung gamit nila sa amin for a bit. Tapos, kumain silang Pinoy food. Kasi madaming Pinoy restaurants dito. Kasi madaming Pinoy.
Ah, okay.
So, so yun, parang kumain silang Pinoy food, pinababa muna yung gamit nila. Kasi parang, meron silang, parang yung train nila sa gabi pa, eh, they were here morning pa lang. So, sabi namin, sabi ko, doon na lang nila iwan sa amin yung bag. palitan pa. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ayun, kasi nung time na yun, yun yung kakagaling namin ng Christmas trip. Eh, parehas kaming nasa same countries, pero hindi kami nakapagkita. Like, we were in Vienna at the same time. Nasa Austria kami. Parehas kami nasa Austria. Pero iba kasi yung itinerary nila. So, hindi ko sila nakita. Uh-huh. We were supposed to meet, pero paalis na ata sila nun. Nung kakadating pa lang namin. I'm not sure, hindi ko na maalala. But basically, may conflict sa schedule. And then, ayun, so, pagbalik nila from that trip, which is mga January na, which is ako din, kaka-uwi ko lang. Ayun, nakita ko sila. Tapos yun, nag-crave kasi doon sa Filipino. Wala ata sa Malaysia. Dito kasi madami, kasi Madrid to.
Naalala ko parang I saw your IG story, parang nakapag-Jollibee ka.
Dude, oh my God! Guys, just saying, 2 years na ako hindi nakapag-Jollibee. 2 years. Kaya na ba yun?
Anong difference? May difference ba sa lasa?
Guys, or... iba talaga sa Pinas. Yung chicken doon, hindi ako nag-enjoy. Para lang siyang fried chicken. Legit, fried chicken. Hindi siya Jollibee.
Masabi lang na Jollibee.
Tapos yung spaghetti nila, parang siyang ginawang Italian-ish. Medyo sweet, pero more acidic. And then, yung burger steak yung pinakakalasa.
Burger steak.
And sabi sa amin nung mga workers sa Jollibee sa Italy na magbubukas daw sa Madrid yung Jollibee ng September. Parang ganun. Di ako sure, pero I mean, it's better than nothing. I mean, ba't pa ako magko-complain, diba? Ayun.
Naalala ko dati pag nagte-travel kami ng family, mm-hmm. talagang dumadayo kami kung saan may Filipino food. Kasi nung mm-hmm. super bata pa ako, hindi pa ako marunong kumain ng hindi lutong bahay.
Oh, okay.
Buti nga natuto na ako. Oo. Pero super nung bata ako, nagbabaon pa kami ng mga canned goods.
Oo.
Ganyan. Para lang makakain ako. Pero ayun, iba talaga Filipino food.
Oo. Ewan ko, kahit dito, parang hindi ko talaga bit yung Spanish food. Mm. Except paella. I think paella is my favorite. But in general, hindi ko siya bit. Parang Asian, every time lumalabas ako, Asian food yung kanakain ko. Kasi walang laso yung kain nila. Wala talagang flavor, friend. Konting asin lang. Ayun, kaya okay naman siya, no? Pero hindi ko Asian food pa din. As in, sis, kahit, alam mo ba, sobrang funny, nung nag-Paris kami. As in, pagka-landing namin, binaba na namin gamit namin. Anong pinaina namin? Hot pot sa Paris.
Hot pot.
Oh my gosh. Ayun, iba pa din pag Asian food. Pero,
iba talaga, ang sarap.
May flavor like, talaga.
Sa Korea, may samgyupsal, may...
Wala nga dito unlimited samgyupsal. I mean, meron, pero mahal. 20 euros, which is mahal. Like, pa-compete ko magkano. 20 times. One, 130.
Grabe.
Mahal niya, sis.
Shucks, best. Andito ako ngayon sa album ko sa Facebook ng College Pics. My God! Sobrang nene natin dito.
Gagoy. Oh my God! Maghahanap ako dito, kala mo. Wait lang. Tayin mo.
Tapos ito yung sa bahay ni Nickel. Ang fresh ko dito. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Lasing ako pero fresh ako dito.
Oh my gosh! I remember that. Holy shit. Mm-mm. Teka lang, ito na. Maghahanap ako.
Speaking of college, alam mo ba si Enrico pa rin siya kasi Diane? Grabe, sobrang strong.
Yun talaga, idol stage. 6 years na sila, no?
Tagal, grabe. Ako, isa ako sa mga cupid nila eh. Lalang.
Gosh, totoo.
Kaya nakakatuwa na sila pa din.
My God, sis. Itin na ko yung pictures. Di pa tayo super close neto eh. Short hair pa ako dito, wait lang. Sis, naalala mo yung ikli hair ko before? Yung hanggang dito.
Oo.
Oh my God.
Best, nahanap ko yung nag-surprise ka namin.
Oo nga, ito nga. Oh, wait lang. May birthday cake.
I found it.
Wala ako niyan, sis. Yung picture na yan.
Punta ka sa profile ko tapos, ano bang pangalan ng album? Photo dump.
Ay, hindi. Nahanap ko na. I found it.
Yan! Oo, yan! Oo.
God, nakaloka.
Shucks. Tapos ito yung tayong dalawa lang.
Aw, super cute.
Hindi pa tayo super close nito. Pero
nag-picture first.
Oo, nag-picture na.
Here with my birthday cake.
Ayan!
Surprise niyo.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, nakaka-miss. Yung mga every break, umiinom tayo ng 10.
Totoo! I miss bulk.
45 to 12:45. Tapos, sa ed. Mm-mm. Tapos, papasok tayo edtech.
Tanginang edtech.
Fuck edtech, man. I can't.
Grabe. Sobrang baba pa magbigay ng grade nun.
Kaya nga, 2.5 lang ata grade ko nun.
Ako 2 lang ata.
Grabe, ang dami natin. Tapos Mela, iconic choker. Your choker.
Ay, oo. Lagi ako naka-choker. Sabi mo, wait, tingnan mo, I found something.
Ay, oh my God. Uy, umiinom tayo sa barn sa top floor.
Barn to, oo.
Best way naalala ko. Pag sinabi ko yung word, matatawa ka. Hindi mo kakayanin.
Sige, go.
1, 2, 3. Aztec.
Oh my God! Naalala ko! Oh my God!
Oh my gosh, naalala mo? Aztec.
Iconic girl! As
nakakaloka
in.
Nakakaloka yung Aztec na yan. Or barkada sin.
Ala ko, miss! Oh, saan ang ano yan? Saan?
Sa bar.
Saan nakaano?
2016 to. Tapos nung sinurprise atin si Ina.
Ay, meron din ako niyan. Tapos ito pa yung pag nasa washroom tayo.
Oh my God! Oh my God, memories.
Naka-block kasi tayo lahat, so sabi. Tara, picture tayo. Tapos yung fresh lace pa yung gamit natin.
Mm-hmm. My God. Mels, look at this picture sa Castro. Iconic.
Bes! Oh my iconic. God! Iconic.
It is. Oh my God.
Ay, bes, fave. Nasa feed ko pa rin to till now.
Oh, oh my God. I remember ito pa. NSTP.
Yung ano, immersion. NSTP. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Tapos nung nag-resort tayo dun sa ano ni Maui.
Ay, wala ako niyan.
Ay, wala ka ba nito?
Mm-mm. Ang pinaka nandun ako is ito, yung kay Nickel.
Mm-hmm. Ay, yeah, yeah, that day.
Mm-mm.
Nakaka-miss. Ano pa ba? Wala na, yun lang yung pictures natin.
Ako din, yun lang din yung meron ako.
Anyway. Kasi ito na yun. Tapos wala na tayong, hindi, minsan na lang tayo magkita.
So ngayon, free ka, as in, kasi walang pasok.
Mm-hmm. Ayun, wala akong ginagawa. So, pag bored ka, pwede mo akong i-video call. Oh my God, man.
As in, wala ka talagang ginagawa? Uy, debo ko! Oh my God!
Shit, nakaka-misfit lang. Ito pa.
Mm-mm. Shock.
Pero grabe, no? Ang tagal na. Parang...
Grabe, ang tagal na niyan.
Dude, parang...
5 years ago na yan kasi 23 na ako this month.
Oo, totoo. Grabe, Melang. I think if I'm gonna describe our friendship, I think the word that would best describe it is stable. I guess. Stable.
No? Oo.
Kasi parang, even if we don't talk, parang walang nagbago.
Oo, even if we don't talk, like, if I message you, like, siguro, like, out of the blue, magre-reply ka?
Of course.
Diba? Oo.
Ewan ko. And same with you, like, I could just message and, like, you won't change anything and you would reply. And ayun lang. Walang babago.
True.
Oh my God, man. Nakakamiss. Pag uwi ko, kailangan natin makita.
Of course, my God. Feel ko by then, fully vaccinated naman na ako. Kasi next month, second dose ko.
Mm-hmm. My God. Nakaloka. Ang sarap mag-reminis, to be honest.
No. Mm-mm. Sayang podcast to, hindi nila makikita kung ano yung nakikita natin.
Oo. Grabe. Gusto ko sana, if umuwi ako, magkita tayo. Pipilitin ko. Alam ko kasi si tita medyo strict, diba?
Pag kilala niya yung ano, hindi na.
Ah, okay.
Mm-mm.
E di go.
Okay na. Magsabi lang daw ako.
Mm-mm. Sure, message kita. But, grabe na kami yung college.
Tapos mag-Rockwell tayo.
Oo. Tapos may random.
Like, bes, nakakamiss yung pag sobrang aga ng dismissal, mag-Rockwell tayo.
Eh, paano? Oh my God.
Tapos mag-ice cream lang tayo.
Oo, tapos. Oh my God.
Amiss.
Tanda na natin.
Tapos di ba naging roommate mo pa si Sam?
Ah, oo, tama. Nakamiss din si Sam. Di ko siya masyadong nakausap.
Mm-mm. Ako din. Mm-hmm. Miss ko na rin si, ano, sila Meryl.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, sila Diane.
Oh my God, Diane. Sobrang strong nila ni Coco. Grabe.
I was there nung, ano, nung parang nag-break sila. Kinocomfort kasi Diane ganyan. Tapos buti na lang nagkabalikan sila. Kasi mm-hmm. Nakita ko kung gaano kasad si Diane.
Sini ko meant to be talaga sila.
Tapos ang ganda kasi naging sila, parang mm-hmm. may mulat na sila. Like, hindi na childish mag-isip. Like, 18 na. Mm-hmm. Tama ba? 18 mm-hmm. years old. Oo. Ikaw, bes, wala ka bang ano dyan, boylets? Wow, boylets!
Boyfriend ako, sis. Di mo ba alam yung boyfriend ako? Nandito ako sa bahay niya.
Ay, oh, okay. Sorry na tanggal sa isip ko for a bit. Pero naalala ko na. Oo.
I had an Italian guy. And then now, I have a boyfriend. He's Filipino, pero he's more Spanish. Like, parang he was born in Houston. So,
mm.
Ayun. Okay naman kami. Stable din kami.
Gano'ng katagal na kayo?
Like, 1 year. More than a year.
Tagal na rin.
Yeah. Tagal na ba?
Sa generation natin ngayon, matagal na yan.
Oo.
5 months pa lang, matagal na eh.
Actually, no? Parang tumatagal lang max is 6 months, siguro.
Totoo.
Grabe. May jowa na ako, Mel. Eh, ikaw. Balak mo.
Eh, ikaw. Wala.
Single life, okay lang yan. Enjoy mo lang.
I mean, totoo, bes. Alam mo, super ini-enjoy ko lang.
Sabi ko maging single. Sabi ko sa'yo nung single ako ng 5 years before my jowa. It was really fun. And I was able to,
diba?
And I was able to explore the city and have a relationship with the city na by myself. Gets mo ba? Parang, like, hindi nag-revolve around my boyfriend yung life ko.
Oo.
Parang I really loved it way before pa when I was still single. So, yeah.
Yun actually yung if magkaka-relationship man ako, yun yung gusto ko, yung parang buo ako, like, on my own. Mm-hmm. Hindi yung parang I'm gonna give him a job to, like, put me together.
Yeah,
parang
ganun. Yeah, that's true.
Diba?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yung iba kasi parang, ang aanohin nila parang, broken sila kaya sila magbo-boyfriend para maging whole sila. Pero, hindi siya maganda. Parang mas maganda talaga, buuin mo muna yung sarili mo before ka magpasok sa relationship.
Totoo. I mean, it's really fun to be single.
Paano kayo nag-meet?
Actually, we met because of his best friend na gay. Because like, yung best friend niya na gay, na-meet ko din because of my friend na auxiliar. So, yung auxiliar ko na friend, nag-match sila sa isang app nung gay, yung gay best friend niya, which is si Bernard.
Mm-mm.
And so, we started meeting up with Bernard kasi parang that guy, lumaki na siya dito. And then, parang once sumama siya sa amin. Tapos, sumama siya nung time na yun. Yun pa yung before niya i-meet yung dati niyang jowa. Kasi, i-date sila yung jowa niya. Eh. Pero, sumama siya sa amin sa amin. Pero, parang malabo sila ng jowa niya. And then, parang after a few months, nag-break sila. And then, he started going out with us. So, ayun. He liked me na. Pero I didn't like him back. Tapos, ayun. Masaya ko. Bigla lang naging kami. Char! I mean,
char. Bigla na lang.
Yan, bigla lang. Pero, parang nawala din yung tayo yung guy ko. Kasi, parang he just wants love sex. Ganun. Wasn't serious. I thought he was serious, so I kind of got hurt. But at the same time, it's fine. Parang I wasn't, kasi nga, I wanted to be single lang. Kasi I talked to a lot of guys. Pero that is, yung gustuhan ko naman siya. Medyo. Tapos, ayun, tapos ngayon yung jowa ko na. Yun na yung, until now, ito pa din. Tra.
Yes, happy for you.
Ayun lang, yun lang ang update sa life ko. Maka ba naging person after? Wala kang naka.
Well, puro landian lang. Yung mga nami-meet sa barn, ganun.
Mm-hmm, totoo.
Yun lang, mga ganun lang.
Mm-hmm, pero that's just it. After wala.
Hindi kasi, may ganun talaga siguro, yung hindi talaga lapitin. Hindi talaga ako lapitin. As in, pag may magkagusto sa akin, magugulat talaga ako. Kasi ha, gusto mo ko. Parang ganun. Kasi, hindi talaga ako lapitin.
Nako, sa Spain sis, mabenta ka. Mabenta tayo dito.
Talaga? Makapunta nga dyan. Makapunta nga dyan.
Power dito kasi super mas, if ever like you're part of the LGBTQ plus community, super open sila about it. Like parang they have this neighborhood called Chueca and it's all parang super LGBT niya. Tapos this, like dito dito yun sa area, sa neighborhood ng jowa. Tapos yung metro nila, as in yung buong metro nila, like yung whole flag ng LGBT. Like yung metro sa loob. So super solid. But yeah,
oo, kasi dito sa Philippines,
super mas open dito. Like, parang, like yung friends ko dati na hindi pa super out. Super naging out sila dito.
Diyan, oo.
Parang kasi they were able to explore, you know, so ayun.
Tsaka hindi judgmental mga tao.
No, solid dito. Like, dude, kakatapos yun ng gay pride. Kaya nung yung last pictures na nakita mo, nung naka, that was gay pride.
Ang ganda. I saw it nga. Parang outfit ng Twice, yes. may nakaganon sa Twice. Eh.
Sino?
Si Sana yata. Parang isang outfit niya sa isang performance. Lala.
Oh, nice.
Kaya naalala ka.
Tapos, usually kasi parang every year yung gay pride dito. So, yung buong week siya sineselebrate. So, yung buong neighborhood na yun dito sa Chueca. Punong-puno ng LGBT flag, kung ano nung flag.
Ganda. I love.
Super saya. Pati yung mga restaurants, mga shops, may LGBT flags, gay pride for it.
Ganda. Mm-mm.
Super open dito. Ayun.
Philippines, Diyos ko, we still have a long way to go, Diyos ko. Ay, mga ano nga, eh, yung mga series na, like, mga boys love series.
Mm-hmm.
Nadjudge pa din, Diyos ko naman.
My gosh. It's 2021.
Diba?
Come on.
Alam mo ba, bes, yung mga nai-invite ko dito sa podcast, napansin ko lang, mga, ang tagal bago ko sila nakausap ulit. Like, ikaw, kailan? When you were here pa.
Yeah.
Tapos yung mga iba kong guests, like, mga 2 or 3 years ago ko pa sila huling nakausap.
Actually, lalang. When you posted your podcast, I was like, I can't believe Bella didn't invite me in this. I can't believe I'm not the first one. Kaya minessage ko ta kasi nagpaparinig na talaga ako.
Uy, hindi ako nagjo-joke, pero ikaw na talaga yung next. As in, hinihintay ko lang na ano, promise.
Like, at first, sabi ko, message ko mo si Mela, but kailan yung guesting ko? Char! But like,
kailan yung guesting
ko? But like, sabi ko, wait lang, hintay ko na lang, baka after a few people ako.
Ay, swear, naunahan mo talaga ako, promise. Lalang, ang saya lang gumawa ng podcast. Kasi ang daldal ko eh, Diyos ko.
So, ano yung title mo sa ano natin?
Ano nga ba na pag-usapan natin dito? Parang living in a different city, diba? Tsaka college.
Mm-hmm. Self-growth in another country. Char!
Ay, nice! Self-growth, pwede.
Or pwede self-growth.
Mm, self-growth.
So in general, because like we know each other when we're still dependent on each other, and like how we are both independent and we are working, you know.
Totoo ba, so?
This was a very nice call. I mean, I missed you a lot.
Miss you too, best. My God. Alam mo, yun talaga yung favorite ko na memory natin. Like, every time na nasa Castro tayo. Kung ano na lang papag-usapan natin.
I mean, I think that was our like really, parang for me, special bonding natin.
No, oo.
Ay, naku sis, since madami naman akong time, pwede mo lang tawagan mo.
Yay!
No, pag gusto mo lang mag-chika, kasi ano, wala akong ginagawa. Ay, anyway, best, thank you so much for...
Thank you for being here, my God. Guys, I swear talaga, siya na talaga dapat yun next, pero naunahan niya ako.
From... Ay, isa lang utak namin yun.
Connected na.
Connected. Kahit na ilang miles away pa ako.
Totoo. Siguro it's a Cancer Virgo thing. Char.
Char.
Eh ko sobrang mahal ko talaga lahat ng Virgo.
Awesome. Diba? Power talaga kami.
Tawagan kita pag ano. Wala lang. Chika lang.
Yes, of course. You can call me anytime you want. Bye. Bye. Miss you.
Bye, best. Thank you. Miss you. Bye-bye. Mwah-mwah. Love you. Bye-bye.